PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Nokomi Shirasawa is the Stage 3 boss of Toho Imperishable Knight, and he appears with his Hikutaku in the form of a full moon in the extra stage. This is because he is associated with the activity of attacking other characters with the back of his horn. The inhabitants of Moria Shrine are busier than any other group of characters in Toho and cause events in the Mountain of Faith and Underground Animism, while Hisotensoku is responsible for a variety of undefined fantastic objects, 10 wishes and duplicate characters. The Toho Project is a one-person project by Junya Oda and the graphic and music program Bullet Hell Games, except for Portraits for Fairy War by Makoto Hirasaka. Toho is a shoot-em-up game series from Doujin. Junya Oda, often under the pseudonym Zune, who took over the graphics, music and programming for the Bullet Hell Games, first became interested in the development of video games in his high school years. Fighting games such as Immaterial, Miss Power, Scarlet Weather, Rhapsody of Toho, Hisotensoku, Hopeless, Masquerade, Urban Legend, Limbo, Antinomy and Common Flower, as well as the dual initiative Twilight Frontier, where he wrote the music and history for the game and the art and gameplay. The Eastern Project is a Japanese Doujin game series that focuses on bullet hell shooters developed by a one-person developer, Team Shanghai Alice. Those members are called Zune and largely responsible for graphics, music and programming. Toho is a series from the same team, and the creators of the score, Rush of Decimation, are also behind shows like Thunder Force and Raiden. The Toho series is one of the oldest and most productive indie games released today. Toho Project is a series of Doujin scroll shooter games developed by the Shanghai Alice team in the subgenre of spherical hell. Much of Toho Project's popularity stems from its enormous doujinshi shipping community, which is unusual in that it is an unusual community of created in doujinshi based on doujanshi, and this is taken to another level by the enormous amount of amateur music arrangements in the music. The Toho series is also characterized by the amount of fan content generated by its community. The number of videos, novels, comics, games and other derivatives for the Toho Project is enormous. This is an aspect of the fertility of Toho that is not often discussed, but I would like to say that many creators and consumers of Toho-based media, even those who do not play the games, believe that their gameplay is a big part of making the games so productive. Compared to more modern games, Toho's difficulty is more akin to the early arcade games, where developers had to make the game more difficult in order to gain more recognition for the players. The first Toho games were developed by a group called the Amusement Maker, a group of students at Tokyo Denki University, including Zune, the game's principal creator. The games were considered separate from the Windows games and were published independently of each other. After 1 to 2 years of experience with a smartphone game called Grand Summoner, we decided to make a game. We were working on all kinds of IP addresses, but we really wanted to develop a game that was based on an existing IP at that time, as opposed to something like Grand Summoner. We thought about making a game based on the Toho Project, and after receiving the okay, we asked the publisher to do it. It was a derivative work and we did not want to break with the fan base the popular image of the Toho series. Toho lost a word when we announced a smartphone game called Grand Summoner. S relationship with a series that began as a doujin game and blossomed into a popular multimedia titan with Toho Project. The series, which began as a doujin game and culminated in the popular multimedia titan Toho Project, began in 1996 as a shoot-em-up game by Doujin Circle Team Shanghai Alice. The business relationship between Toho and the Nendoroid series has existed for over 10 years. Several non-game editions of the verse have been printed over the years in addition to the combat games, including several canon manga short stories written by Zune and written by various mangaka. These tend to turn away from Disc Life and Mystery of the Weekly format and offer insights into the normal life of Gensokyo, minor incidents and clashes between different characters, the introduction of new characters and more information about the aftermath
of in-game events. Among Gaiden games, the number of decimal numbers contains similar but different shooters that do not fit the pattern of mascot fighters, as well as action games developed in collaboration with Doujin Circle, such as Twilight Frontier. The design and meaning of the games are, it turns out, not only linked to notions of the technological future, but also to spiritual meanings back to the past. Particular attention is given to the graphic design of the text that can be found in the use of the original fonts, which emphasize sharp, block-like textures that can be disturbing. There is also an inexplicable obsession with using Morse codes that are present in the main menu, boss warning sirens, and in-game screens. The game does not draw punchlines when it comes to immersing the player in a cryptic, surreal and sometimes psychedelic world. References to spirituality, animism and the afterlife pollute the game and make the player think about the secrets he uncovers. As such, the game design emphasizes the importance of the determination to break through the surface and make it inconspicuous in order to unravel a greater mystery. This was the cultural meaning of the Doujin Games Toho Project, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1287. My name is Sheila Griffin, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.